J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
I'm not good at golf. I never got a hole in one, but I did hit a guy, and that's way more satisfying. It's not like seeing a guy you don't know drop 100 yards away. That's right. I hit a guy in one. What's par for hitting a guy? It's one. If you hit a guy in two, you're a f**khole. You're supposed to yell four, but I was too busy mumbling. There ain't no way that's gonna hit him. I mumble, you know, I mumble. People say what to me, but I'm not sure if they want me to repeat myself. Like, I was with this girl, she said, she had a box of crackers. She said, are these crackers good or what? I don't know what she means. Either the crackers are really good, or she didn't hear what I just said. I guess I should have a cracker. If it tastes like shit, I'll repeat myself. I think animal crackers make people think that all animals taste the same. What does a giraffe taste like? A hippopotamus. I had them back to back. I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringle's is a laid-back company. They said, f*** it, cut them up. I like potato chips too. We'll play tennis later.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
I told you yesterday morning this was going to be tough getting up today. Oh, boy. Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, 184 days remaining in our American democratic system of government. As we have known, how you doing, kids? You are at jcontheline.com. It's hard watching two games at one time. I had to do that last night watching the Cardinals. Don't even talk to me about the first game yesterday. And then in game two, the Cardinals played like shit the entire game. And the Mets totally outplayed them. The Cardinals were doing everything wrong, from pitching to catching to hitting to running to throwing to everything. They just were screwing up the entire game. And then the Mets had one bad inning, and the Cardinals took advantage of it and ended up getting a split out of yesterday, which is pretty remarkable as far as I'm concerned from what I saw from my point of view. Blues let one get away last night. This is going to be tough. Colorado is not an easy team to beat. This is not going to be easy. And statistically, you win game one of a 7-game series at home, and you are off to the races. Oh, back to baseball. You know, the Cardinals had to play that doubleheader yesterday because the weather in New York was so terrible they had to cancel that game. I thought I saw that the weather in New York, let me just check this real quick. Oh, okay, good. They've moved the rain back now. So it says 90% chance of rain and a quarter inch of rain. That's a lot, but it looks like it might hold off until after the game. By the way, I heard one of the announcers, it wasn't one of the Cardinal game, it was a different game. And the guy was talking about a rising fastball. And I've been harping on this for years. That's impossible. There's no such thing as a rising fastball unless you're throwing underhand or, you know, you've got one of those sidewinder deliveries. Like, people will remember going all the way back to the 60s. First guy I ever saw do it was this guy by the name of Ted Abernathy. But you can't have a man standing 6 feet tall, sometimes taller than that, 6 feet tall, standing 10 inches above ground, throwing in a downward motion, hurling a sphere 60 feet, 6 inches away, and have that ball go up. It's not possible. There are balls that sail a little bit, but there's no such thing as a rising fastball. So if somebody tells you that, tell them they're stupid. Well, you don't have to do that. You can be more subtle about it. As a matter of fact, come to think of it, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. I don't want you to get punched out at a Little League game. All right. I feel so left out. I haven't shot at anybody in St. Louis. It just seems like everybody is doing it. It's the in thing to do. And when I say St. Louis, I mean the St. Louis area, the St. Louis region. Headline, man shoots woman in Fenton, turns gun on himself, ends in Kirkwood. Like I said, everybody's doing it. Getting into the heavy travel season, and this is one of the funniest Facebook posts put up by a friend of mine that I've seen in a long time. She was traveling from Indianapolis to Tampa, and here's what she posted. We just flew on a true miracle flight. Nothing scary, just miraculous. 10 people needed wheelchair assistance to board, and 8 of them walked off on their own. That's a miracle flight. You can also have the opposite effect, too. I remember Bill McClellan back in the 80s wrote a story in the Post-Dispatch. In East St. Louis, there was a bus crash, a bi-state. It wasn't anything serious, but it was, you know, I guess people got thrown around pretty good. And the bus driver reports that there were about 10 people on the bus at the time of the crash. But by the time the police got there, there were like 50. All these people jumped on the bus and started claiming injuries. Oh, people will cheat and people will steal anything. This Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing is, sorry, it's not entertaining. Oh, wait a minute, here's CBS.
A bottle at him.
You're the one who assaulted someone with a bottle in Australia, isn't that right, Ms. Heard?
I didn't assault Johnny in Australia. I didn't assault Johnny ever.
Depp's attorney questioned Heard about several journal entries and love notes she wrote for Depp in the months following the alleged assault.
Since we fought so much, it was important for me to, try to nurture as much peace as we possibly could.
Depp's lawyers also accused Heard of editing this photo of herself, allegedly showing bruises on her face.
Isn't it true you just edited these photographs?
No, I've never edited a photograph.
Depp has denied ever hitting his wife. When questioned about Heard's December 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post, the actress denied that the essay was about Depp.
But it's not about Mr. Depp.
It is not about him.
Mr. Depp is making it about Mr. Depp, right?
Ironically.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
A jury could simply say, this relationship was a house of horrors and a pox on both their houses. And so we're not going to award either of them any money. And that is indeed a distinct possibility.
For CBS Mornings, I'm Nikki Batiste.
Wouldn't that be something if after all this, nobody gets anything? It's a draw. But the part I remember most from yesterday, Amber Heard was testifying something about trying to get away from him. He was abusing her and she was running, and I guess they were at their home. And she talked about running across the parakeet floor. The parakeet floor. I was like, I've never heard that term before. So I looked it up and there's no such thing. So now I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is she talking? And then it hits me. It was a parquet floor. Like the one they used to have at Boston Gardens. You know, it's like almost checkerboard. It's a parquet floor. And she called it a parakeet floor. And then somebody posted another video of a parakeet stomping around on the floor. I guess people need this for entertainment, you know, with all the other bad stuff going on. Wow, look at this video of this tree down at Spady and 40. Took the power lines down with it. There's power outages in a lot of places as we speak here early in the morning, of course, taking into account that some people don't listen to the podcast right at 7 o'clock when we post it. Nobody does, because usually I'm about 10 minutes late posting it. I apologize for that. If I would just get up 10 minutes earlier, it would solve the entire problem. But I digress. We were talking about travel because we are getting travel season. And U.S. News and World Report unveiled its annual report on the best places to live. The top five are Huntsville, Alabama, Colorado Springs, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. I've been to all but one of those places. I've not been to Huntsville, Alabama. I don't plan on going either. I don't care what U.S. News and World Report says. Green Bay. I wonder if they even have a Costco in Green Bay. How could it be one of the greatest places to live if you don't have a Costco? I rest my case. We're also entering wedding season. There's a website out there that listed all the stuff you're not supposed to do if one of your brothers or best friends is getting married and you have been tapped to give the best man speech. Seven worst things you can do. Here they are. Bringing up the groom's exes, even for a great joke or an anecdote. Don't do it. Number two, focusing too much on yourself. Number three, not mentioning the bride enough or at all. That means that somebody did that. Wow. Number four, deciding not to prep a speech and just winging it. Number five, talking too long. Number six, telling an unflattering story about the groom he probably never wants his family to know about. And number seven, drinking too much before the speech. I went to a wedding once in, it's like Maine or Vermont or something like that. One of my ex-wife's college friends. And these were a bunch of rich frat boys. The guy that gave the best man speech is up there talking about all the hilarious stories they have of driving drunk. He was so wasted. And then he got in the car and he drove off the road, blah, blah. I'm sitting there going, you're serious. Yeah, because that's absolutely a laugh riot talking about how you almost killed yourself and somebody else because never mind. I don't understand rich people, especially young rich people who did nothing to become rich. Now, as you know, my nipples have been hard for a long time about this Webb telescope. This is the thing they shot up, I think it was on Christmas of last year, going to the edge of the universe and then pointing back in time. It is, you know, we've talked about this before. When you look at a star, you're like, okay, I'm seeing the reflected light from the sun off the star, and here I am standing here. And it's like, well, yes and no. You're seeing it, but you're seeing what was there like 80 million light years ago. That star might not even be there anymore. It takes that long for the light to travel that ridiculous distance from where it is to where you are. And I know it's a real mindfuck, and it, you know, but that is what it is. You're looking at something that might not even be there before you're seeing the reflected light of what was there 80 million light years ago. So this Webb telescope is going to go out there, and well, it's already out there, and it'll start sending pictures. Well, they said initially this summer, so that's June or July, the way I read it. And it might even be able to see the beginning of time. Might be able to see the Big Bang. It's going to present a lot of problems for theologians, I will tell you that. But somebody will say, you know, it was all shot in a studio. That's what we do now. We see something that is revealing in nature. It is provocative in nature. Usually has a scientific background of some sort. Somebody hears about it. They're very excited about it. They share it on social media. And people immediately start trying to poke holes in it. Like, it's the opposite of what you just said. There's no truth to it at all. Yeah, it was all done in a studio. Everybody knows that. There's no truth anymore. So I remember talking about this. It was probably 35 years ago. It's probably while we were still on KSHE. And here is the scenario. Somebody figures out a way to drill a hole in Earth. Okay? So you drill a hole in the Earth all the way to the other side of the planet. So now you got a hole. And if you got a hole, you got to jump in. So the way the story goes this morning, the way this was published, if there was a hole going all the way through Earth, and you fell in or jumped in, it would take about 38 minutes for you to get to the other side. Now, there's only one problem I have with that. This is like, if you've got some weed around, you might want to have a little while I try to explain this. All right, so now you jump in the hole and pure gravity has you falling all the way through Earth. The only problem is when you get halfway down, the gravity changes. The gravity that allowed you to fall into that hole and go all the way to the center of the Earth. Once you hit that, the gravity reverses. Because if you jumped in the other side, like in China, and jumped in the hole, the same thing would happen. So by my way of thinking, when you get to the core of the Earth, you're like the center of the Earth, there'd probably be a few moments of weightlessness, and then that would be it. You'd be stuck there in the center of the Earth. You aren't coming out the other side. So there's no such thing, no truth to this story. Now, if you're a scientist, and I used to run into these guys, you know, my first wife was the assistant vice chancellor at Washington University. And so I'd go to all these events all the time. And one time they put me at a table with a couple of geologists at Wash U. They were young guys, too. They were young guys, but they were geologists. And they were talking to me about the way they described it, their lingo, the whole thing, was they were talking about when the mountains went up. They're talking about the Rocky Mountains. And the way they say it, they said when the mountains went up. I remember listening to every word these guys had to say because it was so interesting. And so if you're smart like that in areas of, I don't even know what heading this would fall under. Physics, I guess. If I'm wrong, you tell me I'm wrong and you tell me why. Because again, as I see it, you jump in, the gravity pulls you just all the way down to the center of the Earth. But now you get to the center of the Earth, the gravity's going the other way. And you would just stay in the center of the Earth. If that's wrong, if there's a hole in my hypothesis, let me know. You can always email me, jc at jconline.com. Facebook, the Showgram with JC Corcoran. I go $5,000 in the hole. Actually, another $5,000 in the hole today as my 12-year-old gets braces. She'll have them for 2 years. For some reason, she's very excited about this. She's looking forward to it, and I do not get that. But I'm not going to fight it. We'll just see if she's still as excited about it tonight as she was last night. Oh, my God. Look at this live picture of 270 at 40. Ay, ay, ay. Well, at least it's moving. It's moving. But, boy, it is bumper to bumper all the way. Told you yesterday, this rain situation. And all these people, by the way, be careful. All these people are tired from having stay up to watch the Blues lose last night. And, by the way, U.S. traffic deaths, 16-year high in 2021. Anybody surprised by that? I am, and I'm not. I'm a little surprised because the pandemic really was still going on very much so in 2021, and I thought the driving was way down. So that means for the people who were driving, it was even that much more dangerous because you had so many fewer cars. And then, of course, it doesn't surprise me because people drive like maniacs now. I don't know. It just terrifies me to know that in a couple of years, my daughter's going to take driver's ed, and at some point, a couple of years down the line, she's going to be driving out in this stuff. And even for experienced drivers, you know, who have sort of seen a lot, and you sort of know what to expect, hard enough for us. Joe Biden went to Buffalo yesterday and put a wreath down and made a pretty effective speech, I thought. I'm getting a little irritated by this description of people, these guys who do this stuff, as lone wolves. Lone wolves. Yeah, he was living in his mother's basement, and he just had a bunch of guns and a bunch of ammo down there, and that's all we know. He's a lone wolf. Lenny from Lenny and Squiggy. Okay, he was the last lone wolf. There aren't any lone wolves anymore. They're all connected online, and they're fueling one another's crimes and hatred and violence. There were probably people he was talking to online who knew exactly what he was going to do and when he was going to do it, because that's what they do. They sit on the dark web and they, you know, talk about this stuff. They compare methods of mass execution. They exchange information about how to get weapons, how to alter weapons, make them even more dangerous. Lone wolf bullshit. And I have to confess something. You know, you make a mistake every once in a while. I fool around. It's not on the dark web. I don't even know how to get on the dark web. But it's just a sort of an obscure website. I don't want to say the name of it right now. But I was just, you know, maybe twice a week I get on this website and I just poke around. And 95% of the time, it's just man's inhumanity to man. Just really, really creepy stuff. A lot of amateur porn. A lot of the Hitler-oriented stuff. It's just a terrible, terrible website. But like I said, every once in a while, on rare occasion, I get a golden nugget there, and I share it with you here on the podcast. So you got to go, you got to slog through the shit to get the good stuff. So I was doing that earlier this week on that website, and sure enough, there it was. Somebody had published the tape of the live stream of this guy in Buffalo over the weekend. And once it starts rolling, the thing's over before you realize really what you're doing. You're watching these people be killed. And let me just tell you about it. It was very, very clear, digital HD as it could be, and everything was at close range. And I sat there and I watched 10 people have their lives end by this guy. And it was awful. And to be honest with you, I think it probably has changed me permanently in at least a couple of ways. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before, where you're watching, you know, it's not a movie. It looked like a movie. That's just it. It looked like a movie, but it was real. And the first woman, particularly, the first woman shot, it was at very close range. And she was just walking out in front of the store in the parking lot. And he got out of whatever he was driving, pulled out the rifle, and just shot her. Looks like he got her in the chest or the upper body somewhere. And it was, you know, you watched a woman completely unaware of even what was about to go on because she was the first victim. And you see the body convulse when the bullet hits, and she just goes face down as her head crashes into the asphalt of the parking lot. It's one of the most awful things I've ever seen. But then I started thinking about it. And now I think I've shifted gears. I think I've changed my mind. And I think it's the point now where maybe everybody should see this. Maybe every American should see this. You know, it's really, really easy to just hear a story about something that happened hundreds of miles away to people that you didn't know. And there's, you know, one or two of these a week sometimes, one or two a month usually. And we become so desensitized to the whole thing that it doesn't even really seem real anymore. Well, this tape will change all that because, as I said, the definition is very, I mean, it is as in your face as you can imagine. And maybe if people see what it really looks like to see up close and in high definition, 10 people lose their lives as a result of a guy who never should have been able to purchase an assault rifle and then alter it on top of it. I mean, he never, ever should have had that opportunity. So maybe I'm dreaming. I don't know. But I just have this funny feeling that if more people saw this as I did, maybe it just starts to make you think a little more. And as I said, the biggest problem we have right now is that the people who disagree with the idea of having stricter laws to keep dangerous weapons out of the hands of dangerous people. And we know that's what the majority of Americans, including the majority of members of the NRA, everybody's like, yeah, you should have stricter stuff. We don't want guns getting in the hands, especially assault rifles, getting in the hands of people who are dangerous. But it does beg the question, why do you even have, I talked about this yesterday, why even bother having security guards at places? You got a retired cop sitting there just talking to people as they come and go, and he's not really expecting to have to do anything, but he's been trained to be ready. And now this asswipe gets out of the car with, I guess it was a sawed-off AK-47 or something like that. And the security guard sees the first two people shot, pulls out his pistol, and tries to shoot the assailant. The assailant's got tactical military gear on, a Kevlar vest. What chance does a, you know, 55-year-old security guard, a retired cop, have with a sidearm? Why, you're wasting your money. That's not even a fair fight. Something wrong, folks. Something wrong. Yeah, the internet ain't helping anybody. Not helping. You know, the COVID numbers are going through the roof again. I don't have to tell you that. I'm starting to see more masks here and there. And all you got to do is get on the internet, get on social media, and you'll see all the people who say that all of this is made up. Here we go again. It's all made up. Biden and Fauci and everybody like that, they made all of this up to take attention away from the bone-crushing inflation in the United States. Now, if you're me, you sit there and you go, and what about the other 180 countries in the world, many of whom are actually paying higher prices for gas than we are? They're all in on it too. 31-year-old mom in England had emergency surgery after she used a 6-inch COVID test swab in her throat instead of in her nose and then swallowed it by mistake. She didn't read the directions. So she swallows the 6-inch COVID test swab. And how do we know about this story? Well, of course, because she had the chip installed in her. And so now she... All right, let's just finish out things today with some mindless stupidity. Law and Order star Christopher Maloney says he works out naked at his home gym and he doesn't black out the window. Here's the quote. "I'm okay with that. My wife is not." End quote. A director who worked with Tom Cruise says Tom wanted to celebrate his own birthday by having an 8-hour meeting. He told the director, quote, "I want to be making a movie. That's the best birthday present I can get." End quote. Selma Blair is so socially awkward that she has bitten people including Sienna Miller, Seth MacFarlane, Kate Moss. She says, my system gets overwhelmed and instantaneously short-circuit. In my life, social situations have become cumbersome, end quote. Chris Rock could very well be the host of next year's Oscars. At least an executive at ABC is open to the idea. The Will Smith Free Ceremony will take place on Sunday, March 12th, so they got a lot of time to worry about it. ABC's fall schedule includes four hours of Bachelor in Paradise a week, along with Celebrity Jeopardy. There's a lot of season finales on tonight. The series premiere on Amazon of Love Struck High. It's a reality show hosted by Lindsay Lohan. Late night tonight, Tim McGraw on with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel has John Mulaney and Andy Samberg guest hosting because he retested positive for COVID. Again, Cheryl Hines is the guest. Stephen Colbert has Anthony Blinken, Sheryl Crow on with James Corden, Seth Meyers, Sarah Silverman. And as I said, if you have Showtime or access to Showtime and you haven't seen that Sheryl Crow special yet, watch it because it is excellent. And you don't even have to be a fan of hers to enjoy this because it's a great documentation of the music business, especially as it was in the 80s and 90s, pretty much 90s. What do these acts have in common? Sheryl Crow, Nirvana, One Direction, Shania Twain, R.E.M., Metallica, Green Day, Pearl Jam, and Bruce Springsteen. Answer? None of those acts have ever had a number one song. Ryan Gosling is going to play the lead in a movie version of the old Lee Majors series, The Fall Guy. Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford are going to be in a Yellowstone prequel series called 1932. Tom Brady will be the first victim of a new Netflix comedy roast series called Greatest Roasts of All Time, GROAT. Birthdays today, one of the funniest people on the planet, Tina Fey, 52, George Strait, 70, and Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, 76. On this date in 1963, a song that if they tried to put it out, it was a number one hit. Jimmy Soul, number one on the Hot Billboard 100 chart. It was called If You Want to Be Happy, and the lyrics went like this. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. That was all, the whole song is about that. The first Shrek was released 21 years ago today in 2001. Of course, Chris Farley was the guy providing the voice of Shrek until he passed away. And then they got Mike Myers and they had to start over. And it was 42 years ago today, 1980. I remember it well. I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And everybody was sitting around saying, I got to get a picture of this Mount St. 57 people went away that day. The newest trend for brides, black wedding dresses. According to Google Trends, Americans have been Googling them just as much as white dresses over the past year, and they were actually searched more than white dresses for 2 months last fall. A spokesman for the chain David's Bridal says, you used to have to custom order a black gown, but now they're so popular, they started stocking them. Other wedding dress colors that are trending right now, blue, purple, and red. One of the first couples to meet and get married over Zoom is divorcing. What could possibly have gone wrong? They still haven't met in person. The woman claims the guy has been unfaithful and is back with his ex. And last year, a woman got arrested for climbing into a monkey enclosure at the El Paso Zoo and feeding the monkeys Cheetos. But she's still fighting the charges. Just did an interview where she insisted it was a perfectly fine thing to do. She claims the monkeys were super excited and happy to see her. Zoo officials said the monkeys freaked out and they were very upset. And obviously the special diet they're on does not include Cheetos. Lucy was working as an assistant at a law firm when all of this happened. They fired her over it. And she says she's still upset that some news outlets call them flaming hot Cheetos. Because, of course, that would make it all different. She still has no idea why she's in trouble. And finally, the producer of Rust says he wants to complete the movie. Alec Baldwin says, yeah, I can't wait to resume shooting. Oops, bad choice of words. And with that, that's it. J.C. Corcoran podcast for today, Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, is in the can. 184 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. We're here every morning. We hope you enjoy it. We hope you spread the word. You may email me at jc@jconline.com. Facebook the showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Everything is archived. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
J.C. Corcoran Podcast.